Right now, let's bring in the man that's going to give us the ups and downs, the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the ins and outs, the possibilities and not possibilities of the weather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. By the way, Marshall, before I forget, when you get a chance, check out Pumble, P-U-M-B-L-E.
What is Pumble?
Pumble, P-U-M-B-L-E. It is free. I haven't checked it out, but I said I'll leave it up to Marshall. It's the alternative to Skype.
Pumble.
P-U-M-B-L-E. P.S. and Pat.
I will check it out.
Okay. So yesterday's forecast for our region worked out just perfect.
Yep.
Okay. For New York City, Long Island, big bust. For the Mid-Atlantic, perfect. I was getting barraged with phone calls yesterday. And I have to tell you, Marshall, also, I did not feel good at all. Again, yesterday, that whole thing overcame me like I was on New Year's Day. It appears I have some sort of like a lower intestinal bug. Okay, but I do feel better today. But anyhow, with the storm, I am watching. Pay no attention to that. I am watching the computer models because I'm being questioned about our half inch to 1 inch of snow for New York City, Long Island, because it's not doing anything. I mean, it's noon and nothing. So I wait for the new guidance, and the new guidance comes out, and almost all the modeling, including the Euro, is forecasting 1 to 3 inches. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how is this going to happen? Unless the storm's going to track backwards? How? I don't see this happening. It's too dry. The north winds are coming down right from, you know, right across New England. The dew points are dropping. It's cold. It's dry. The snow's never going to make it here. And I'm watching. And then I get a call from one of our clients who says that the OEM in New York City is forecasting 3 to 5 inches. I said, for us? He goes, yeah. I said, well, I'm not buying you. I said, you're lucky if you get flurries. He says, how could it be so different? I said, I'm telling you right now, this storm's combating the very, very dry air that's over. I said, it's just not going to happen. P.S., it never happened.
Yeah.
So the indication there, to me, is very scary. Because if, on the day of the event, the computer models, and not just one, but all of them, are predicting snow, and it didn't happen, what is going to happen with the next event, which is coming up on Friday? I'm very, 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 very upset about it. It is just ridiculous that it's just, I mean, I could see if it was 2 days before, but it was right on the day, and it just did not happen. Well, one thing's for sure, you don't have to worry about any precip today. It'll be sunny, but cold, mid-30s. That's normal. Partly cloudy tonight, 20 to 25. Now, we have increasing clouds tomorrow, and some showers could develop with a cold front. And it gets milder, mid-40s. Now, the cold front goes south of us on Thursday, and at the tail end of the front, like, say, in the lower Mississippi Valley, a storm begins to form. We're cloudy on Thursday. We may get a few rain or snow showers wandering in either later in the day or at night. So most of Thursday's dry, and we're in the low 40s, not too bad. Now, what happens to the storm on Friday? Boy, you should see the scenarios. Well, one, the main thinking is that the storm will make it to the Mid-Atlantic coast on Friday. Then what happens? Does it spiral right up along the coast, or does it go south and east of Cape Cod? The models are trying to make it much more dynamic. I think along the coast, it could be a wintry mix. I think inland, such as our own area, it's going to be snow. Do I think it's going to be a lot of snow? Well, let's put it this way. I don't think it's got a lot of snow. It's not going to be equivalent to what happened yesterday down in Delmarva, where they got, 12 to 15 inches of snow. But I certainly think it's going to be more snow than they're projecting right now. And they're projecting for our listening area, like 1 to 3 inches. But I think it'll be more than that. So once that moves out, the weekend, Saturday is cold and fair, and then clouds come back on Sunday. So at least there's no worries over the weekend. The big emphasis now will be what happens to a storm that comes out of Arkansas and spirals up this way for Friday.
What do you think happened with all the computer models yesterday?
Who knows? I have no idea. The radar showed snow over Long Island and southern New England. But none of that snow was reaching the ground because it was too darn dry. So it's Virgo, it was all evaporated. Now, it's possible that the modeling saw that, saw that moisture and figured, well, you know what? We have a low here. We have that moisture already being picked up. We're going to grind it out and we're going to forecast 1 to 2 inches of snow. I have no idea what went wrong. If there's something wrong in the soundings, I have no idea, but it was not good. Not good at all. I was coordinating with a bunch of people yesterday via text. Some of the guys that, of course, work here and some of the guys that don't work here. And we were going back and forth. All of us were just laughing. We said, what are they joking? I mean, we waited for the urine to come out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to see what that was going to do. And when it came out with 2.4 inches of snow for Kennedy Airport, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're still giving them snow and there wasn't a flake to be had. We just shook our heads and said something is definitely wrong. So, I put out a statement at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon saying that, flurries are about the worst that will happen for the area, and that's it. And after that, I took a deep breath and I sat back. The life of a meteorologist.
Well, there is a lot of problems with 5G, what it's doing to radar imaging. That story came out about a year and a half ago. That 5G cell phone service creates inaccuracies in radar readings.
Great. That's great. I mean, I was looking at the radar, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at it, I see a light to moderate shade of blue over southern New England. And I check all the observations. Not a flake. Everybody just cloudy. Cloudy, 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 cloudy. Not a flake. So, after a while I said, this is it. Because at 2 o'clock, the storm was already exiting off the coast. And it was pulling out. There was no way, unless the storm barreled back in, which I couldn't see with the jet stream, that there would be a surprise. I said, that's it. I'm pulling it.
My brother's heading down to South Carolina, possibly later on today by car.
Okay.
And taking a couple days to get down there. Is he going to run into bad weather?
No. Storm's over. As long as they clean the roads down in South Jersey and across Delmarva, he should have no problem. And from what I hear from our clients down there, the roads are passable. There's no doubt about it.
All right. How much snow did they get down there?
Anywhere from 8 to 14 inches.
Jeez.
Now, 8 to 14 inches for them is equivalent to 25 to 30 for us.
Yeah, I would figure so. I would figure that.
Yeah, down there, it's like, uh-oh. I mean, D.C. got blitzed, too. I forget what D.C. got. I think they got like 8 inches in Washington, D.C. I saw a video of President Biden getting off the plane. Yesterday afternoon, in the middle of the snowstorm, you couldn't even see him. It was blinding snow.
Huh. Yep. Well, it looks like you got your work cut out this winter, Pat.
Yeah, I told you this is going to be one of those winters. I know it. But anyhow, Marshall, at least you weren't ice skating or slipping, thank God, coming to work this morning.
No, I went home. I had a nice video conference with my doctor because I've got a cold. And it concerned me a bit, so I called him. And he said, well, if you're really concerned, I'll call the emergency room. We'll have you go over there and we'll have you checked out. And I said, well, no, I don't want to do that today because what happens if they find something that I have to have to stay there? So I said, let's give it one more day and see what happens. So
do you feel a little better? Because to me, it sounds like just a call.
Yeah, it's strange. I've got a feeling that's what it is. But, nowadays, You just got to you got to think it through. You got to think it through.
Nowadays you panic. Exactly. You say, uh-oh, do I have COVID? Right, exactly.
So we'll see what happens. But he was great. I had like a 30-minute teleconference with him.
Okay, well, that's good. He made you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, and I didn't think I'd like telemedicine, but in instances like that where they can where they can fit you in, it really does help calm you and your mind doesn't race out of control.
Yeah, you know, do what you normally should do with a cold. Again, great thing, you know, tea with a little bit of honey, you know, stuff like that, and take care of whatever it is, your aspirin, your Tylenol, all that stuff, and you'll be fine.
NyQuil at night and Robitussin during the day.
And call me in the morning.
That's right. All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.